Radio Prague News.
The finance minister has hit out at the president's comments over the Czech National Bank. A row has erupted over regional support for a Russian culture week. And in tennis, Karolina Plíšková has reached the last four of the Dubai Open. Minister of Finance Andrej Babiš has weighed into the controversy stirred up by President Miloš Zeman's comments that he will not nominate members of the Czech National Bank Board who are in favour of the current low crown exchange rate and will seek to appoint those who are in favour of the Czech Republic quickly joining the Eurozone. Babiš reacted in comments to the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes that the central bank should be an independent institution and the president's comments were unacceptable. Zeman was due to appoint a new governor of the National Bank in 2016. He maintains that the low crown regime has delayed Czech membership of the Eurozone. A political row has broken out over the South Moravia region's support for a week of Russian culture timed to coincide with the 70th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. Local leaders of the Topo 9 political party have called for the 200,000 crown support to be cancelled unless Russian intervention in Ukraine ceases. Topo 9's Jan Vitula said support for a Russian cultural week now would be like holding a Richard Wagner week in 1938. Wagner was Adolf Hitler's favourite composer and his descendants were enthusiastic supporters of the Nazi regime. The Prague High Court on Thursday cancelled the acquittal of a former Deputy Regional Development Minister, Petr Forman, and another two co-defendants over the suspected embezzlement of more than 200 million crowns from EU subsidies. The case will now go back to Prague's Municipal Court, which acquitted Forman twice in the past. The appeals court meted out guilty verdicts for another six people. Three of them were sentenced to up to 4 years in prison and another three received suspended sentences for fraudulent use of regional funds. The fraud cases date back to 2004 and 2005 and have been in the courts for the last 9 years. The Czech ambassador to Slovakia and wife of former president, Livia Klausova, could have to step down from her post early, according to the news server Echo24. The site reports that the new civil service law will put a ceiling of 70 years for those working for the state. Klausova already celebrated her 71st birthday last year. The news server said the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is seeking ways to overcome the problem and prolong Klausova's mandate. The new civil service law should take effect from July the 1st. Environmental organisation Arnica says 166,000 trees have been cut down along the sides of roads in the Czech Republic since 2003. Although the law states that sacrificed trees should be replaced, the organisation says only 100,000 have been planted as replacements. In some regions, the picture is even worse, with only one replacement tree for every 10 cut down. Many regions have sought to remove trees from the sides of roads on safety grounds. One of the biggest professional organisations representing judges has given broad backing to a proposed pay settlement with the government. The Union of Judges, which represents around half of Czech judges, said on Thursday that it would support a deal over back pay with the government. Under the deal, the state will find around 1.2 billion crowns to partially compensate judges for insufficient pay over the last 3 years. But representatives of the organisation stressed that it was really up to judges themselves whether to accept the offer or fight on. And finally, in tennis, Karolina Plíšková has triumphed yet again over fellow Czech Luci Šafářová to reach the last four of the Dubai Open. Plíšková went 3-6 down in the first set but came back to take the second on a tiebreak. She rounded off with a 6-1 win in the third set. She'll face Carla Suárez Navarro, who defeated Czech Petra Kvitová in the semi-finals. Plíšková beat Šafářová at the same stage of the Antwerp Open last week. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.